I hold them. Tossed together in a sea of dread, wounded, injured, sick or dead, I hold them. Through monsoon rains and black of night, or in hell's own heat with sun burning bright, I hold them. In thick red mud that turns to slime, on hot white sand ground down with time, I hold them. With broken bodies racked with pain, as unknown terrors rage through their frames, I hold them. Born by mothers as yet mourned by none, their futures past, their time now done, I hold them. Calling out from depths of soul, pleading for hope to make them whole, I hold them. Shattered faces, bodies, dreams and more, legs and arms fall to the floor, I hold them. Their blood runs freely mixed with mine, and their last request for just some time, I hold them. Their questions plead, they don't request, they demand to know they did their best, I hold them. And as our eyes meet one last time, while their fading souls meld in with mine, I hold them. And when it's all over and they breathe their last, my heart is crushed, my mind locked fast, I hold them. But the war's been done for 20 years, their faces blurred by long dried tears. Still, I hold them. As I find their names upon the wall, fading and forgotten through the pall, I still hold them. Endless bodies that once held life, corpses produced by appalling strife, I ever hold them. Through hopeless days and nights of pain, as I seek a way to feel life again, I hold them. They have become such a part of me. When you look at me, who do you see? Yes, I hold them. Can I live if I set them free? Who will hold them then? And who will hold me?